Hello, everyone. My name is Yohai Kiryati. I'm a program manager on the Azure team. Specifically, I work on AppService, which I think is probably one of the better services on Azure. Today, I want to talk to you about AppService, which is the fastest way we build web and mobile apps on Azure. So Azure is a pretty wide platform. It has a lot of elements and services into it. As you can see, there are core infrastructure services here at the bottom for like compute, storage, and networking. And there are higher level services. For example, the applets, which is allows you to provide to build web and mobile application, which gives you web apps, API apps, mobile apps, logic apps, notification hubs, and fewer. And this is where I'm going to focus. This is where I'm going to focus on this presentation. When we talk to customers, companies small and big, about their customers, their employees, the way they work, the way they adopt the cloud, what we hear is that customers are using the cloud to empower the users to do more. Customers are also using the cloud to basically allow their employees to figure out a way to do innovative way of engaging their customers. When we talk to software as a service companies, like Salesforce as an example, we hear them using the cloud to build tools to allow enterprises and customers to help their employees. And at the center of this cloud adoption, what we see are apps. And apps are serving as two things, basically both as the gateway, providing employees the means to do more. Basically, employees can bring their own devices and they can use it anywhere at any given time. And apps are also provides the means to providing the tools to allow employees to do their day-to-day work and tasks, and again, on their own devices, anywhere and anytime. Today, more than ever, mobile business applications are essential to a customer's success in this very competitive and agile business environment that we live in. And apps run in the clouds, and they run in the clouds for very good reason. Specifically, when you're running apps on Azure App Service, you get a few cool benefits out of it. Out of the gate is obviously scale. When you run your apps on App Service, you run them on the cloud, and basically your apps can scale to meet your business needs. Whether you build a customer-facing application for a marketing campaign that has burstable scale requirements, or maybe you're getting ready for the holiday season, obviously you'll need scale over there. But apps on App Service also can scale for your business application, whether you're working with employees over the week, so obviously weekdays versus weekends, as well as if there is a holding season coming in, and again, a lot of employees do their work and quarterly ending and so forth. So scale is a very important aspect, and you get a lot of that when running on Azure. Agility. Agility is also extremely important, and agility translates into faster time to market. And with App Service, we put a lot of emphasis on the core platform to enable you to basically do a lot of the DevOps operation very easily, very safely, very quickly. Basically allowing you to deploy multiple versions of your application at any given time, at any given day. And last and also very important is insights. Insights into data. Also with respect to how your application behaves and run, but more important, insights into allowing you to access your application allowing your application to access multiple different data sources across your organization, across the cloud, and so forth. Because apps basically employees using your apps need to access sometimes multiple data sources to perform their task. So in Ed and Wine, I want to share a few examples that we have. Here is one great example of a company called DigiGame Mobile. You know, it's a German company that built great experiences for the Eurovision. I'm not sure if you are familiar with Eurovision, but it's a pretty big event in Europe. And in 2015, nearly 200 million viewers watched the Eurovision. So DigiGame, basically, were looking to build a very rich experience for their customer, allowing them to vote, allowing them to watch live streaming of audio and video, allowing them to purchase songs and material, allowing them to see live standing and ranking of the songs. So DigiGame built their app on App Service, providing both web and mobile experience. And using App Service, they also allow them to hook all to their production backend system. And obviously, the scale that came with those such a large event was something that DigiGen was very happy to use the cloud because it's allowed them to elastically use autoscale and burst into the size on the scale that they required for that event. TfL, the Transport for London, is also had a very interesting experience and requirements that came for this for their application. TfL created a business application for the employees, basically allowing them to report any assets in TfL that requires repairs. The interesting aspect, there are a few interesting aspects with this application. I think the first one is very interesting to the nature of the fact that TfL is working the basically subway system of London. And in the subway, you're in a tunnel, and sometimes, or most of the times, you may not have a signal or Wi-Fi. There's no network coverage. So the application requires to work offline and be able to also synchronize later when the phone and device becomes available online again. Secondary, it's a business application. And as such, TfL wanted to be able to secure and authenticate only for usage for the application only for its employee. And lastly, the application was required also to use multiple data sources, both on-premise and on other clouds is available for TfL. So TfL, again, chose to run the application on App Service. And what we introduced back in, when we introduced App Service back in March, we also included App Service environment, which allowed TfL to create a secure connection to their on-premises, allowing the mobile backend code to be able to safely communicate with on-premises assets. Furthermore, TfL used Azure Active Directory, which was also synced to the Azure to the Active Directory, TfL's Active Directory on-premise, allowing TfL to only allow users, authenticated users, to use the app, which is basically their employees. And third, and also important, is the fact that using the mobile SDK that is provided with App Service, TfL was able to take advantage of the offline SIG capabilities and build an app that runs on, again, on employee devices, allowing them to use their own devices and to doing their job, again, in the subways or in the tunnel where there's no network connection. And when emerging out of the tunnel back again to a connectivity world, the device synced that. So the results were pretty good. We build a pretty scalable, secure, and reliable mobile line of business solution supporting thousands of TfL employees. TfL and DigiGames are just two examples of many customers that are betting on App Service. And what I want to do now is examine some of the challenges organizations are facing today when building great business applications. And here are a few reasons. First, IT organizations find it hard to be able to build application across multiple devices. It's just not an easy thing to do. They lack the skills, they lack the capabilities to do that. And this basically reflects on their ability to deliver the business need for their customers who just want to bring their own devices to work and to work. More important, what we found is more and more businesses are adopting what we call the SaaS solutions, software as a software vendors, basically Salesforce as an example for managing customers, or Slack for managing projects. And when you adopt those solutions, which are great, what is happening is you basically lock data to external sources. So now your data is spread across multiple data sources. Your business data relies on multiple locations, like Slack or Salesforce as an example, and on-premises SQLs or any other assets that you have. And with that basically comes the need for applications to be able to manage data and access data across multiple different data sources and to integrate SaaS solutions with enterprise system, which is not something that is easily done. Even if you do achieve connectivity across all the different devices, the next step you need to do is figure out a way to automate those business processes. So to automate business processes, usually we use enterprise application integration solution or services, which are pretty heavy lifting system to use. However, again, with the introduction of the rise of SaaS as a solutions, And the web, there is a lot of RESTful web API available there for consumption, and app service actually take advantage of that and provides you wide range of API connectors to a lot of data sources. We also provide the ability to orchestrate. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is about time. Time is not just about building the application, but also the time to deploy, manage, and monitor your apps. And again, if you combine all this together, you're getting a pretty hairy solution that you need to figure out. And if it has to handle scale or multiple apps, it's not an easy task to do. So with that, I want to introduce Azure App Service. So before we Azure App Service was introduced in March 2015. And before we introduced that as a preview, there were other existing services out there, like Azure Websites, Mobile Services, and BizTalk Services. Basically, Azure App Service kind of combined them all. But what we heard from customers that have been using those services for quite some time to build great application is that when you build an app, you need sometimes more than just a website or more than a mobile site, because most of the times apps are being comprised of multiple different pieces, including web and mobile. And when you bring external data sources or even internal, then again, you need those integration services to be able to collect and work with data across multiple area. Across multiple clouds, whether it's on-premise or third-party cloud. So with that in mind, what we created was Azure App Service, which basically brings all those capabilities together into one unique offering. So with Azure App Service, we provide you a way to build web and mobile application. We integrated all the different offerings that we had under one umbrella called App Service, and obviously it runs on the cloud on Azure, so you can scale as much as you want. So Azure App Service provides an integrated cloud app platform for delivering modern enterprise application across cloud and mobile devices. It comprises of four services, or what used to be four different services: website, which are web apps; mobile services, which are mobile apps; API apps; and logic apps. The benefits of using App Service allows all the different apps to share one common infrastructure and provide all the functionality across all the different apps. So for example, back in March, we introduced Azure App Service environments, which again allow you to very easily to have a secure connection to on-premises. It was used to be only a web apps features, but now also mobile and API apps can take advantage and use that features. Web apps also offer a staging environment. Staging environment is the ability for you to run multiple different environments other than your production environment for dev, test, or maybe your next version of the application. With that in mind, you can test it, and when you're confident, be able to swap that stage environment into production. So again, now both mobile and API apps are able to take advantage of that features and just be part of the app as a natural flow. And also existing web apps or websites that we have, existing websites running on websites now, when they run on Azure App Service, can leverage and add mobile aspect to it, or logic or API as needed to as part of their app. We also introduced some new capabilities like the logic and API apps. So API apps allows you to connect your application to dozens of popular services, whether Office 365, Dynamics, SAP, and many others. And with logic apps, you can basically automate business processes using simple no-code experiences. And with API apps, we added support for dozens of services which are not necessarily a Microsoft, like SAPs, Box, Dropbox, Twitter, Facebook, and obviously a bunch of Microsoft services like SharePoint, Office 365, OneDrive, and so forth. The most important aspect of the API apps is they are extendable, and we have a pretty rich ecosystem that you can participate as part of it, building API, building connector to your services. An API also basically can be used to connect to on-premise environment as well, and again, allowing everything to participate in that ecosystem. And all this goodness is available for you for one consistent price. So basically, we provide you the infrastructure and compute resource for you to run as many applications as you want. We don't charge you per app. We charge you for the resource consumption that you have. And if you have multiple apps, you can add resources. If you have few apps that needs to scale, again, you can add the resources. And basically, you pay one you pay one price for all the features and capabilities that have been mentioned so far. Okay, so far we talked about the reasons for App Service came to be and the value prop that is within App Service. And now, next, I want to talk you through a fictitious demo of kind of a field engineer in a cable company. So the demo starts with the customer creating a ticket, basically a support ticket, on the customer-facing websites. And within one of the company's employee service advisor, basically, we'll take this ticket and we'll assign it to a field engineer. A field engineer is basically a mobile employee that, you know, goes around and visits customers in their houses or their businesses. Therefore, he has a mobile app. Behind the scene, we have a bunch of APIs that are basically connecting us or connecting the applications to all the different data sources that is required. And we use the Logic App to kind of orchestrate and do the scheduling for the processing. For the scheduling and processing. And in this example, the company has adopted Salesforce to manage customers and cases. The company is also using Office 365 and would like to leverage that for the scheduling, for example, aspect of the mobile technician. And also, the customer website is using on-premise SQL that is being used to basically just capture the initial request coming from the customers. The API at the bottom basically acts as kind of the glue, connecting between all the different pieces, all the different data sources, allowing the Logic Apps and all the other parts of the application to work with all the data regardless of where the data is coming from and how it's being managed. So with that in mind, let me jump into the demo. Okay, so the demo starts with me as a customer that I'm going to create a new service ticket. So let's schedule for, Saturday, so we can track that. I'll use this, my buddy, Just Twist. And for the phone number, I'm actually going to put my own phone number because one of the aspects of this application is the ability to kind of close the loop with the customer and allowing him to let him know that, hey, we are working on scheduling your application. And with that in mind, let me just turn on my phone here so you can actually hear the SMS coming back. Fix my cable outlet. Okay, great. And so we created the app, it's being captured now. And let's see how it works behind the scene. So now I'll go into another web app. This is the employee web app. I've been logging as Carla Davis, and this employee web app basically allows me to see all the different service aspects and requests that came in through the system. So let me refresh this and look for JustWish. So you see JustWish, jtwist.com, and basically schedule for next Saturday. So let me hit the next button. I can have few engineers that I can choose. Let me choose Bob. I after choosing Bob, now I can actually go ahead and says, hey, let's install the cable and figure out where they want to put it. Like here on the 11th, that's fine. So we set up the schedule for that customer. What I want to show you, for example, behind the scene is that the application, as I say, connected to Salesforce, and whenever a customer is creating a new ticket, we're basically creating a new content and account for that customer. So here it is. I'm on Salesforce, and you see here there's a current list of subscription, and let me refresh this, and you can see that after refreshing, Just is being added. This is just to show you that we can actually close the work with Salesforce as well with our on-premise device and on-premise applications as well. So if I look at the on Azure, this whole app is presented in one resource group. It's the Field Engineer one. And you can see here all the different resources that are being used as part of these applications. At the bottom over here, you can see some of the apps, like the mobile, the employee websites, and the customer websites. This is the mobile app piece of it. There's several APIs that allow me to connect to several resources, like the Salesforce O365 for the Twilio connector for the SMS. And you can see here the Logic app. The Logic app is an interesting piece of technology. Allow you basically to orchestrate your all the different components in the app. So let's see how it looks like. And you can see it ran right now, and I think it's kind of failed for. We'll see why for a second. I think I mistyped my phone over there. But basically, you can see the different pieces that are in the app. You can see I have a SQL connector. Again, the request is being recorded through a web app on a SQL database. It's on-premise, so the SQL connector basically listens to those events, picks up anything new, and then kick off the workflow. Then I actually work with Salesforce to create a contact and create a case for that contact. And then I'm going to send a Twilio. I'm going to send an SMS message back to the customer replying, saying, hey, we received your message. We work on Gonet. Thank you very much. And as you can see, there is very little code here. It's actually just drag and drop some of the connectors. This is connecting to the API to that functionality. Now, not part of the demo. There was a failure here, so let's double check double click into what happened here. And you can see that we failed. And I think we failed with the Twilio connector. And this is just an opportunity to show you how this API works. So let's look at the input links for a second. So you can see it's a RESTful API. It's using JSON. This is the object. And I think I'm missing a 9 here. This is my phone number, but short of one digit. And therefore, I believe it failed to send the SMS with that in mind. All right. So we did receive an SMS. Thank you. So at least that part of the demo worked. This view basically provides a kind of overview of all the different components that we have seen on the portal and how they are kind of combined and played together. So the app seems to be very very simple. It is not super complicated scenario, but it's comprised of multiple services or multiple aspects. So it gives us a great ability to just capture all the different aspects that App Service provide and all the benefits that you can get out of running an App Service on the cloud as part of building a great web and mobile app. So as we said, we have the customers on the left that are using the customer portal, which is a website usually backed in with a SQL database. And the Logic apps right here in the center kind of orchestrate everything. So as soon as something comes in, kicks up the workflow, works with different API connectors, to work with the different aspects of the data, like Salesforce or SQL, notify the mobile technician about the new updates over there. Mobile technicians, again, work with the database to be able to work with offline as well. And then the synchronization happened behind the scene. We have something called WebJob, which we kind of didn't review because we don't have time, but allowed you to run applications or pieces of code in the background as well that also sync against Salesforce. As far as the enterprise piece, both of them are being authenticated through Active Directory. The field technician can access through the mobile app the entire system, and the service advisor, which was Carla, just using another website, but it's internal websites running and being available only for anybody who has been authenticated through the AD. So with that in mind, to summarize, basically, Azure App Service delivers the fastest experience for building web and mobile application, basically that works across any device. It's very easy to integrate data from on-premise and on the cloud. As you've seen, we have the API and all the different connectors. You can build your own API to extend to use against your services on-premise or any other services on the cloud. And we haven't touched about that specific aspect of the fully managed DevOps platform, but there are other services on AzureCon, other presentation on AzureCon that will actually show you that full blown DevOps experience using App Service. So I hope you had a good time and enjoyed this presentation. And if you want to get started, you can go to tryappservice.azure.com. which allow you to basically experience app service for free, no credit card, very simple to register and have a test drive on that. And if you want to learn more, just go to azure.microsoft.com. And with that, I want to thank you very much for watching my presentation.